Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
What are you doing this Lent? The St. Paul Center is streaming their newest video Bible study for free, starting Ash Wednesday. Based on Scott Hahn's renowned covenantal theology, this is a study no one should miss. Invite your friends, Catholic or not. Don't miss your chance to see this premium study for free. Go to stpaulcenter.com to sign up today. With CMF Curo, you don't have to compromise your faith to get great health care. Finally, there is a pro-life option that respects and engages your Catholic faith with a community that supports you in living health care fully alive. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.
In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, healing in mind. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yes, I think today more than ever, we're all in need of healing in mind. But the Lord answered, Martha, Martha, he said, you worry and fret about so many things, and yet few are needed. Indeed, only one. It is Mary who has chosen the better part. It is not to be taken from her. Luke 10:41-42. In this passage, we find Martha's sister Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus, while Martha is doing all the fretting and serving. Our human activities can be necessary, but few are really needed. And these human activities are always inferior to God. Jesus is the better part. Jesus is telling us that we will only find peace if we choose the better part by placing Him as number one in our lives. And He wants to be number one in your life. Worry and anxiety come easily to me, as I imagine they do to many. We do tend to worry and fret about many things. I'm well aware that I am only sustained by the constant help of my Heavenly Father. As long as I don't rebel, which I unfortunately do many times to my own detriment, I am fine. I don't fret. I am at peace. I'm not anxious. That is, as long as I put God first, as long as I don't rebel. Yes, we can and we must count on the constant help of our loving Heavenly Father. and thank God for the sacrament of penance, also known as confession, to help me get back on my feet. It is only when I choose to push God aside that I get into trouble. Many worries crossed my mind after my diagnosis of aggressive stage 4 leukemia. How will my family be provided for if I die? How will my wife, Kathleen, manage our large family without me? Though Kathleen is a wonderful, faith-filled leader and mother, she needs my help. How will she keep our children on the narrow road of faith and virtue in this challenging culture without me to help? How will my family be provided for and protected? How will my work of evangelization be accomplished? What will become of my small business? The answer to these questions, these fears, these doubts, these anxieties, this crushing, fretting, and worrying was and is to trust in our loving Lord Jesus. Jesus, who is interested in and in command of every detail of my life and every detail of your life. I said the answer is always to trust in the one worthy of our trust, Jesus our Lord. It is easy to trust Jesus when everything is going our way, but the pedal meets the metal when we receive a challenging cross in our lives. Be it cancer, some other adversity, tragedy, crushing loss in our lives. As I prayed about this, I came to the hard to accept, yet very encouraging and true reminder that God does not need me to accomplish any of these things. No, He doesn't. He is God. I am not. Don't misunderstand. We each have a mission and responsibility that God has given to us to fulfill. And we must do our best to accomplish this mission and to fulfill our responsibilities that God has given us to fulfill, but only for as long as God decides in His most perfect providence and wisdom. You see, my irreplaceable mission in life can only be achieved by me and no one else, as your irreplaceable mission in life can only be accomplished by you. So we do have a serious obligation to put our talents to work for God's glory while we have the gift of life here on earth. I'm currently gifted with the privilege of leading and serving my family. God most certainly has the power to take care of my family in His special, mysterious, and providential way, even better without me, if He so chooses. I know that whatever God, my Father, chooses will be the best plan for me and my family. And you can count on this in your life too. Anything God chooses for you in your life will be for the best. And yes, this does include the cross. I will tell you, I do want to go on living, to care for my family, to enjoy the beautiful gift of life, but this is outside of my control. It is in God's control. God is God and I am not. I need to trust Him. My Father in heaven can accomplish the work of caring for my family and my work of evangelization that He has privileged me with without me. My only responsibility is to be true to my call, to work at my mission in life while I am alive and able. This is my piece of His puzzle. Others have their piece. They will complete their part of the puzzle with their mission and their work, and I must complete mine, but only until my loving Heavenly Father says, time is up. After all, it is all God's work. 2 Corinthians 5:18. So the answer is to abandon myself into God's trustworthy hands, to embrace God's most perfect plan for me and my family with confidence and trust that all will work out for the best. Sometimes, on a human level, I am tempted to tell God that my family needs me, so please heal me. Please take this adversity away from me as soon as possible. But then I need to return to the prayer. Father, if you are willing, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, let your will be done, not mine. Luke 22:42-43. You, my heavenly, loving Father, are all-knowing, and you know best, not me. We will only find peace. You will only find peace when you abandon yourself with complete trust into the loving embrace of your heavenly Father. Trust him. Trust him. He is worthy of your trust. He will never let you down. He has your back at all times. And he is seeing to the good of all of your loved ones better than you can yourself. He most certainly is. I have a concrete model to emulate in my children, especially the younger ones, especially when they were even younger. Young children never have a worry. They naturally trust that God and mommy and daddy are taking care of everything. True, they may become momentarily upset about something, but they quickly regain their peace and their joy. They never worry about where their next meal is coming from, or about having a roof over their heads, or about their health, or how the bills will be paid, or how they will pay for college over a decade down the road. If they get a boo-boo, daddy or mommy takes care of it. Young children are more about being than having, grasping, and controlling. Place young children outside with no toys, and they quickly invent toys with small tree branches, or they become engaged in a game they promptly put together. Children can often be observed carelessly and joyfully running around merrily. With a little reflection, one can easily see the wisdom and truth in the following scripture passage, Luke 18:16. Jesus, however, called the children to himself and said, "Let the children come to me, and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." I recall from my diary an example of the innocence and innate spirituality of little children in an occurrence involving my daughter Shayla when she was 3 years old. Quote, December 2nd, 2009. "Today, Shayla was transfigured, happy, kissing and hugging me. She told me at Mass, 'Jesus loves me when I love you.' I told her that Jesus always loves her." Yes, we have to become like little children in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God belongs to such as these. We need to trust God, our Father. Do we doubt his power and his wisdom? Do we doubt his care? Do we doubt his dominion over all our needs? Do we think that he would somehow leave us to ourselves? No, our merciful Heavenly Father is not like that. He's not like that. He created you. He loves you with an everlasting love. Yes, this means he will never stop loving you and caring for you and all those you love. Surrender and allow him to heal your mind. We'll be right back to talk more about healing in mind. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition, with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. listen to this recommendation.
Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink.
It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion of healing in mind. Allow me to share another memory involving my daughter Bridie at age 5, gleaned from my diary. I think the story is apropos to the innocence and trusting nature of little children, which we are called to have. February 16, 2010. Yesterday, I received the skull cap of Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen from a friend. It is on loan for a couple of days. As soon as I received it and opened the box containing it, Bridie, Fulton J. Sheen's spiritual goddaughter, came up to me, not knowing what I had in the box, and out of the blue began reciting the poem prayer, Lovely Lady Dressed in Blue, which happens to be a favorite of Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen's. Bridie did this without any prompting. This was a beautiful grace. The Venerable Archbishop is definitely interceding from heaven. Well, I will often compliment my children. For example, Bridie or Shayla saying, "You are the most beautiful girl in the world," or "You are so wonderful, smart, and good." They will respectively answer in simplicity something to the effect, "I know." You see, young children accept so naturally the truth that they are loved and are lovable, and they naturally love in return. I need to ask you a question. Listen, have you forgotten how lovable you are? Have you forgotten how lovable you are? Listen to 1 John 4:16. We have come to know and to believe in the love God has for us. Repeating, we have come to know and to believe in the love God has for us. To God, your Father, you are the most beautiful person in the world, despite your human faults. As a matter of fact, our faults make us even more lovable, analogous to how we see our young children when they make a mistake. We need to accept this. I love my children beyond measure, but believe me, God, our heavenly loving Father of mercies, loves each of us, loves you infinitely more than whatever human love we can possibly muster. Yes, God, your heavenly Father, is pulling you in. He's whispering in your ear, "You are my most beautiful child. You are the most beautiful child in the world." And like little children, we have to get to the point where we can say to our Father in response, "I know. I know. We have come to know and to believe in the love God has for us. I have come to know and to believe in the love you have for me
Heavenly Father, sometimes in their innocence and in their inherent good, my children will say to me, "You're the best daddy." Of course, I'm not the best daddy, which gives me cause to want to work harder to truly be a better dad towards them, though I appreciate the love behind the compliment. But be assured that God, your heavenly, merciful Father, is truly the best dad. He is the best daddy. Wouldn't it be a beautiful prayer for us to simply tell him, "You're the best daddy. You're the best daddy. I trust you." A good dad does not spare his child every challenge in life, however, but he encourages him or her through the tests of life so that the child might grow in strength, virtue, maturity, etc. Can we expect less from our perfect Heavenly Father as we grow and progress toward our heavenly homeland? Has your father or someone close to you, very close to you, ever said, "I would do anything for you"? Well, this beautiful experience is nothing more than a dim reflection of the sentiments and plan and love our Father in heaven has for you. And he always means and does what he says. He would do anything for you. And he has already given you his very best in sending his only Son, our Lord Jesus, to die and bleed on the cross and rise from the dead in order to save you. So we need to become like little children again. Children are eminently trusting souls. Their minds are at rest. By the time my children, though, are in late high school or college, they begin to worry about the future, about things like education, money, and finding the right spouse. What happens to us as we grow older? How do we become so jaded and tending toward anxiety and fretting? Well, I believe this tendency is a part of the cross of our human nature that each of us is called to bear. But this is a cross. This is a cross like any cross. But this cross becomes a good deal lighter, a great deal easier to carry, when we permit our Lord Jesus to carry the bulk of it for us. And he is always there desiring to help you. Did you ever notice how the elderly often tend to become more like children? Dependent on others, trusting others for their sustenance. Loving and trusting in God is the opposite of the fear, worry, fretting, and anxiety that we are prone to as adults. My father is sojourning through Alzheimer's disease. I have seen other relatives go through this as well. At some advanced point, they become very similar to babies in that they depend on others for everything, including eating and going to the bathroom. Listen, society may see very little value in their lives, but isn't life worth much more than the current quality of one's intellect, the ability to communicate well, or how productive that person may be from a merely human perspective? I assure you, in God's eyes, a baby or an advanced Alzheimer's patient is just as valuable as the smartest, most productive adult you can imagine. You are wonderfully made in the image and likeness of God. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store. a nonprofit ministry of forming faithful families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style Old Storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion of healing in mind. Yes, you are wonderfully made in the image and likeness of God, your Father, your Creator, and God knows and loves you personally and infinitely. Quote, I thank you for the wonder of myself, for the wonder of your works. You know me through and through. Psalm 139, 14. Yes, thank you, Father, for the wonder of myself. Thank you for the wonder of your works. I am the work of your hands. You know me through and through. You know me better than I know myself. God knows us. He loves us. He knows you. He loves you without measure. He knows you and loves you better than anyone else does. And when we can come to accept this reality as little children, we are empowered by God's grace to love those around us, even those who to us seem so difficult to love. Well, I've got news for you. The most difficult person to love is me. For me to love myself and for others to love me, because I can be a cross. Do you see how we must have mercy on others? And get this. Our Heavenly Father does not value us for our strengths. No, He does not value you for your strengths. He values us most for our weakness, Quote, my grace is enough for you. My power is at its best in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Listen, every stage of life from conception, meaning when the egg is fertilized, until the last, very last moment of natural death, is sacred and a gift from God that should never, ever be tampered with. So
Let's go through the rest of the day. Let's go through the rest of our lives saying to our Heavenly Father, I thank you for the wonder of myself, for the wonder of your works. You know me through and through. Psalm 139, 14. Yes, you are wonderfully made. You are so good at heart. And why? Because God, your Father, made you that way. You are his masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. Let your mind rest in him. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Everything. On our next program, we'll pick up on the discussion, Healing in Mind. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Call us at 708-334-1988. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health-sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.